We need Our Lady right now. Look who I found today. It's been a while since you've been on, Janelle.
I've been busy. We moved.
We moved. And yeah, it has been very busy. But we're finally ready to talk.
Yes, we are ready.
We're ready to talk about something that we have been alluding to for almost a year. Mm-hmm. And today, finally, we posted about it, but this is our first video together about it. What have we been working on for the last year?
Well, we have been working on a Marian entrustment based off of the writings of Sister Lucia, the visionary of Fatima.
Yeah, so we're really excited to share this with you. So at the end of this video, we're going to share with you how to gain access to it. Mm-hmm. But in this video, we're just going to give you the history, what we've been up to.
So the book is called Calls, written by Sister Lucia, Visionary of Fatima. And it's got 33 different chapters. So every single day, we will be going through one chapter. And the chapters are basically all about Fatima and what Fatima means and how we can live out the message of Fatima.
So we did 33 videos, and each video is a preparation of consecration. Mm-hmm. So in life, we have preparations for different things. For example, when we got married, we had a preparation. We had marriage prep. Mm-hmm. When our kids go into the sacramental life and they hit like First Communion, there's sacramental preparation. And first and confession, there's preparation. Mm-hmm. Well, traditionally, in Marian consecrations or entrustments, however you want to use that word, there's a preparation before the decision to say, Mary, I am yours. And traditionally, that preparation has been 33 days because Jesus had 33 years of life. And so we were approached by a group in Kentucky, Clay Ministries, if you're watching, hi. And they had a wonderful idea to take Sister Lucia's book and turn it into a preparation of consecration. So they approached us with this idea back almost a year ago.
Yes.
We looked at the content and we thought this is a great idea because what Sister Lucia is really talking about is she gives her interpretation of Fatima in 33 chapters. And who better to go to understand what happened in Fatima than Sister Lucia?
Yes, and I feel like everything that she wrote, it really spoke to me in many different ways. And she writes it in a way that you can take, it's like bite-sized, you know, every chapter is sort of a different topic and how we can apply it to our life. Even though this was written already like, I don't know, 30 years ago, it is still very pertinent to today's life.
The tricky thing for us in the process of developing this series was Sister Lucia did not write this as a Marian consecration. Mm-hmm. It was just her reflections and it just so happened that it was 33 chapters. So our job in the last year was to take this content and try and see how can it help us to prepare to entrust ourselves to Our Lady. So we, obviously this is our main source of information, Sister Lucia's writings, but also we started leaning on the other saints, particularly St. Alphonsus Liguori and his book, Glories of Mary. So we're excited to welcome you into this journey because it's going to be starting September 4th. Mm-hmm. And to join us,
there's a few different ways so that it can be accessible to many different people. Yeah. So number one can be on YouTube.
Right here. So we're going to be releasing the videos right here starting September 4th. The second way though, because sometimes when you subscribe to a channel, you don't always see the videos and you want to make sure you get these videos. So then go to
FatimaConsecration.org.
And there, it's a landing page. You just enter your email, sign up, and then when we start releasing these videos, you will get them in your inbox.
Every single day for 33 consecutive days.
Yeah, actually, there's a couple of extra bonus videos you'll also get, but roughly 33 days.
That's right. And then the last place that you can access these videos is in our private Facebook group.
What would you say is the advantage of this group?
Well, I picked up this book, and there was one line in here that made me think, this is why you want to be in the Facebook group. Very often, people are overcome and fall because they have no one at their side, willing to pray and to make sacrifices for them, stretching out a hand to them and helping them to follow a better path. So I feel like the Facebook group is a great place for developing fellowship, friendship, having healthy accountability so that we can journey on this process together.
Yeah, and we're active in that Facebook group. So if you have questions to go along in those 33, 34 days, well, then you can ask questions and we'll respond. We commit to reading all the comments that are in the group. Either Janelle and I will do that. So your comment will never be missed. And you really get a sense of also the universality of the church. Mm-hmm. Because even now, I think we have
1,200 people,
I think, in the group. And we have just started promoting it. And there's people already from all over the world.
So one thing I just want to mention is if you're feeling like, oh, this is too much of a commitment, we purposely made the videos only 6 to 9 minutes long because we realized this is a daily commitment that people are going to be undertaking. And we didn't want it to be burdensome. Mm-hmm. But the content is very good, concise, and it will help you in your growth in holiness.
So we never talked about that commitment. So the first thing is the 6 to 9 minutes long video. And the number two
is a daily rosary.
Yeah. And so you can pray that on your own, or we will provide a link where you can pray along with us on a pre-recorded rosary as well.
I have to sneeze.
Bless you.
Thank you. So why daily rosary?
Why daily rosary? Mm-hmm. One of the messages of Fatima is that Our Lady has asked us to say a rosary.
Mm-hmm. And she was asking children to pray a daily rosary. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if she's asking children to pray a daily rosary, surely we can pray a daily rosary
too. I think Sister Lucia said, why not something else? Remember
she
that?
She did, yeah. There was a whole chapter about why did she not ask us to attend daily mass, for example.
Because that's the most perfect form of prayer. Mm-hmm. And that heaven touches down, the sacrifice of Calvary is made present. Mm-hmm. But Our Lady didn't ask us to go to daily mass. Although she does, you'll see, there's an emphasis of the mass. Our Lady did ask us to pray the rosary daily because we can. It's simple. Yeah. No matter where we're at in the world, if you're out in the field working, you're in the office, you're with the kids, you always have access to the rosary. But we don't always have access to the mass. And that has been a real reality in different parts of the world in the last year and a half, isn't it?
Right.
But we got the rosary.
I'm just curious, Ken, who do you think should join this preparation to consecration?
Two kinds of people. The first kind of people who have never entrusted themselves to Mary before. This is a great introduction to Marian consecration. The second kind of person this is good for is those who've already entrusted themselves to Mary, because the entrustment isn't a one-time thing. Typically, we renew our entrustment to Mary once a year in a more of a major way, but also in little ways throughout the day. And I know that you try and say a Marian consecration prayer every day.
I do. So why would somebody want to entrust themselves to Our Lady?
We have 34 videos talking about that.
I just want to say you cannot go wrong. I feel like everybody needs to get under the mantle of protection of Our Lady. She will lead you to Jesus.
There's a particular grace that comes with entrusting ourselves to Mary. She's a powerful intercessor. She's always going to be the mother of Jesus. And I don't know about you, but when my mom asks me to do something, it's hard to say no. Even by the time I was born, I already owed her 9 months of room and board. So when my mom comes to me and asks me to do something, I listen. Jesus, who perfectly honored Mary in every way in his earthly life, continues to honor her to this day. Mary will always be Jesus's mother. Mm-hmm. She will always be the one who gave him his physical body that now reigns in heaven. Mm-hmm. And so when Our Lady goes to Jesus and presents a request, I just know how Janelle melts my heart when she comes to me on behalf of our children, how much more Our Lady affects the heart of Jesus when she presents needs of her children before her son. So you'll see in the videos that there was a progression. The first 24 videos is Sister Lucia's reflection upon Mary said. She goes into each individual word and tries to apply it to our life. And then she also talks about the apparitions of the angels that the children saw. Did you know angels are part of this whole experience as well? And she goes into detail about how that is relevant to our life. So that's the first 24 videos. And she's setting the stage after that on video 24. There's a big shift. And then she goes into the Ten Commandments for the purpose of leading us into repentance. Mm-hmm. Because this is a key part of the message of Fatima. Our Lady was welcoming us to turn away from sin and go to her son. So Sister Lucia, this is not lost on her. And she clearly makes the point that this is about heaven or hell. Mm-hmm. And you will see that. Mm-hmm. And this is a good message for us. We need Our Lady right now. Mm-hmm. We need her. Think about the confusion in the world. She is our advocate. Do you recall in Genesis 3:15, the Lord God turned to the serpent and said, "She shall crush thy head"? Let's put power into the heel of the Blessed Virgin Mary by entrusting ourselves into her hands so that we become a vessel of victory in the world for God's glory. So friends, in closing, we forgot one important detail. It's
all free. How could we forget that?
And it's been sponsored by people in Kentucky Clay Ministries. Mm-hmm. So what a gift. What a gift to be able to do this and mm-hmm. share this message with you. We're honored. Mm-hmm. So we start September 4th. Thanks, friends, for listening. Mm-hmm. God bless.
We invite you to join our journey. Get all 33 Fatima Consecration videos emailed to you. Head over to FatimaConsecration.org and sign up.
Also, share this video with others. It's an easy way of spreading the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. Together, we can do something wonderful for God. God bless, friends.